I'm Celeste Headley. This is On Second Thought. Governor Nathan Deal's veto last month of Georgia's religious liberty bill continues to spark a flurry of responses, both in support and against. Big businesses and Hollywood praised that decision, but many people in the religious community, like Garland Hunt, felt betrayed. Hunt is the senior pastor at the Father's House in Norcross, Georgia.
I was outraged to hear that our governor had chosen to turn his back on the entire faith-based community in the state of Georgia when he chose to veto HB 757, the Equal Protection Act, also called the Religious Liberty Bill. The bill did two things: protected the First Amendment rights of ministers and faith-based organizations. Secondly, it required the government to prove a compelling state interest to violate a person's exercise of religion. He justified his veto in saying, "I do not respond very well to insults and threats." He was referring to calls to his office from very emotional faith-based citizens of Georgia. Indeed, he sided with the economic threats of Coca-Cola, Disney, the NFL, and Hollywood. The NFL actually threatened to deny Atlanta a future Super Bowl, and Disney threatened to relocate. Governor Deal is quoted by saying, "Perhaps we should heed the hands-off admonition of the First Amendment." Our fathers acknowledged that our rights come from God, not government, and insisted that it was the job of government to ensure those rights. If Governor Deal can't understand the difference between the origin of inalienable rights and the duty of government officials to protect them, then he ought to take a remedial course in civics. The bill was based upon the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993. It simply states that the government must have a compelling state interest before it interferes with a person's freedom of religion. We wanted the bill to prevent government overreach on religious expression in our state of Georgia. Faith leaders must defend and protect their religious freedom in the state of Georgia and the United States. This is not an emotional issue. This is the beginning of a movement, a religious freedom movement. The people of faith must fight to protect our freedom of religion. All Americans have the God-given right to live their faith according to their conscience. Freedom of conscience means all Americans can follow their religious faith. Our freedom of religion is a First Amendment constitutional right, but most importantly, it's a God-given, inalienable right that cannot be taken away.
That was Garland Hunt. He's the senior pastor of the Father's House in Norcross, Georgia.